This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News, with continuing coverage of today's military attacks in Afghanistan. I'm Jackie Lydon. Lisa Simeone is away. British forces are participating with the United States in today's ongoing operation. Shortly after President Bush addressed the United States, British Prime Minister Tony Blair went on the air from number 10 Downing Street.
Last Wednesday, the United States government made a specific request that a number of UK military assets be used in the operation which has now begun, and I gave authority for these assets to be deployed. They include the base at Diego Garcia, reconnaissance and other aircraft, and missile-firing submarines. The missile-firing submarines are in use tonight.
The Prime Minister also reinforced President Bush's message that the attacks are aimed specifically at centers of the Al-Qaeda network and at Taliban military strongholds.
The military action we are taking will be targeted against places we know to be involved in the Al-Qaeda network of terror or against the military apparatus of the Taliban. This military plan has been put together mindful of our determination to do all we humanly can to avoid civilian casualties.
And he complimented President Bush and the alliance of powers that have offered their cooperation.
In the time I've been Prime Minister, I cannot recall a situation that has commanded so quickly such a powerful coalition of support, and not just from those countries directly involved in military action, but from many others in all parts of the world. That coalition has, I believe, strengthened, not weakened, in the 26 days since the atrocity occurred. And this is in no small measure due to the statesmanship of President Bush, to whom I pay tribute tonight.
Joining us on the line now is NPR's Julie McCarthy, who's with us from London, or I'm told will be very shortly. We've been following the development of today's events. Shortly after 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 local time in Afghanistan, the U.S. and Britain launched military strikes against terrorist targets in Afghanistan. With us now is Julie McCarthy from London. Julie, would you please tell us about the role of the British forces in these ongoing attacks?
Prime Minister Blair confirmed that British nuclear submarines were involved in the attacks, launching missiles into Afghanistan. Britain has made available the base on Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. Air assets are being deployed. As it happens, Jackie, a massive military exercise that was already scheduled is underway with British forces and forces in Oman, quite near the theater. It's the largest assembly of British troops and airmen and naval power since the Suez Canal incident. And the HMS Trafalgar, which was part of this exercise, is now steaming closer to the scene. So Britain is certainly well positioned to assist. And there's no question that there's been intensive coordination between Washington and London. Tony Blair and President Bush, from the earliest hours of the attacks on the United States, were talking the same language. If Blair was credited with being more eloquent, it's been said here that the Prime Minister was Winston Churchill to President Bush's John Wayne. But the British and American diplomatic, military, and now humanitarian operations are very much one and the same.
Julie, as you point out, certainly Prime Minister Blair is a critical ally. Could you tell us something about the response, if you've had a chance to learn it yet, of the British people and others in the UK to Britain's participation in this?
Well, so far, people seem to be climbing on board. As this happened, there was the Conservative Party conference that got underway, and nothing but stalwart and robust support from that conference. Tomorrow, there will be an emergency session of Parliament, and they will be debating this anew. But make no mistake about it, the United States and Britain are doing the heavy lifting insofar as this international coalition against terrorism is concerned. The British people knew that's what they were headed in for. And Tony Blair is the European linchpin that the United States has counted on to do a lot of persuading. Britain is important on a number of fronts. The United States hasn't found it as easy as the Persian Gulf War to build a solid and unflinching coalition. Some of Washington's friends in the Middle East are reluctant joiners there's anxiety in modern Arab, some of the moderate Arab states about a backlash against their own regimes, and British officials were swarming through the region trying to solidify some support. They were in Iran, for example, laying the groundwork for possible support there. So they're playing a valuable role in trying to line up these frontline states in the coalition. Tony Blair was in Pakistan meeting with the leadership there. He went to India. You know, and of course, the British can be enormously helpful just by virtue of their own experience and the historic role they had in what became known as the Great Game, you know, this part of the world. They were defeated in this part of the world at one point and were part of the Great Game to see who and how it would be who would dominate the Central Asian states. So, and that's got to be key to the success or failure of what the U.S. is trying to do here. All history is going to be helpful. And, of course, Britain's special forces are superbly trained. They know intelligence, and human intelligence especially. So there's a lot they bring to the table.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Julie. We'll be getting back to you later. NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking to us from London.